Agriculture Secretary Ann Veneman announced today new steps to ensure the safety of U.S. beef. The measures are intended to prevent the transmission of mad cow disease, also known as BSE.
Effective immediately, USDA will ban all downer cattle from the human food chain. We will also continue an aggressive surveillance program for BSE.
Joining us now to talk about the changes is NPR's Joanne Silberner. Joanne, the new plan bans downer cows. We've heard a lot about these animals in the past week. What are they, and to what degree were they exist in the food chain?
Well, they were in the food chain at the rate of about 50 to 100,000 cows a year. Those are the downer cows. Now, the word makes it sound terrible. A lot of times what was happening was the cows were getting injured in the trailers on the way to the slaughterhouses, so it would be a broken leg, or the cow had damage giving birth and it was cheaper to take the cow to the slaughterhouse. They weren't necessarily, you know, diseased animals, but they were looking at these downer cows to see whether any of them had neurological damage that might have been BSE, and that's what they found in that one cow from Washington State.
With these changes, what will the cattle owners have to do with the carcasses of these downer cows now?
That's a great question, and I don't know the answer to it. They can't go into the human food chain. They can't be rendered and fed to other cattle. That's been a rule since 1997. They have been able to be rendered and fed to chickens and pigs, but the USDA has given signs that they may be tightening up on that as well. And it's not a trivial issue. These animals are large. You can't just go and bury them in your backyard. And with 50 to 100,000 of them a year, somebody's going to have to figure out what to do with them.
Now, what other changes did Secretary Veneman announce today?
Well, she said that you can't use certain parts of cattle over the age of 30 months in the food supply because these animals don't tend to get the disease until they're older. And they're taking out brains, spinal cords, and other nervous system tissue from animals over 30 months. Can't have them. For all cattle, no small intestines, because the particles that seem to, or the protein that seems to cause this disease, does appear in the small intestine. So no small intestines in the food supply. Manufacturers are going to have to certify that nerve tissue won't make it in. You know, when they use this advanced meat recovery to get the last bits of meat out, they're going to have to certify that there's no nervous system tissue or possibly infectious tissue in there. And that's sometimes used for hot dogs and chopped meat. And you can't kill cattle by using a type of air gun that can end up mixing brain tissue with other parts of the animal.
So a bottom line question for American consumers, will these changes make meat any safer?
A little, but the risk is already so low. I mean, no consumer has ever gotten the human version of mad cow disease from eating an American cow. The agent that causes it isn't found in the types of meat most people eat, you know, in muscle meat and steak. This does reduce the chances of contamination from nervous system tissue, but it was already a pretty low chance.
So why is the Bush administration making these changes?
Well, the agriculture officials have been saying over and over an abundance of caution. There's a big public perception issue here going on. There's concern that the public is worried about it. And more important, I think, to the cattle industry, or equally important to the cattle industry, is our trading partners. In Japan, every cow is tested for BSE ever since they found a few of them with it. And I think our trading partners, which have stopped importing U.S. beef, are looking for changes like this.
And just quickly, any movement right now on the international ban, any sense that the countries may be looking at this and may change that ban?
Well, there's certainly the hope that that will happen.
But no guarantee of that at this point. Joanne, thank you very much. NPR's Joanne Silberner.